And Kathy Dawesnell, along with Melissa Wall with the Riley County Farm Bureau, 537-1350 if you have questions or comments for Melissa. And let's go ahead and just do this weather theme. We'll continue with it. You can let it flow. And, you know, when it gets this bad out, winter care of animals can also be pretty treacherous and difficult. And just maybe some suggestions for our area ranchers out there.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy, for having us on again. We really appreciate being here. But with this winter storm coming, you know, the care and keeping of our livestock is pretty important. And some of the most important things is that with the cold weather, of course, their energy levels pick up. They need more calories just like you and I do when we're out in the winter and we're burning a few more calories than what we normally do instead of sitting on the couch. And water. Water is very, very important for livestock. You know, the area producers are out always making sure that their livestock have access to water that's not a frozen ice block. It's important for even our pets at home. You know, they need that fresh water. That's part of helping them insulate themselves against the rough winter weather. And, you know, you'll see a lot of the area producers out, they'll fence part of their ponds off, and just so they break a small area of ice in that pond, because you certainly don't want to have to retrieve a cow or a calf off of the middle of a frozen pond, because that's dangerous for everybody, included the livestock and the producer.
Right, and you'd keep an eye on that, no doubt about it. And I know too that I can remember times with our horses with the great big containers of water and going, you know, to the different troughs and having to chisel all the ice out. And now we basically have the heated ones, but it's difficult. It really is a tough time.
It is a tough time. And you know, you've got a lot of livestock that don't always have access to automatic waters that have the heating systems in them. You've got a lot of them that have tanks that they're still breaking, you know, the ice, so the cattle and horses and goats and sheep, everybody has fresh water. So it is a tough time of the year. You know, they're always out checking. We've got a lot of people who are calving right now. So they're in and out of their homes every couple hours checking to see if they've got any cattle that need some attention when they're calving. So it's a busy time.
Very good. I appreciate you mentioning, too, the hazard of having a pond that a cow or whatever could end up in. I mean, because you don't always think about that. That ice is definitely not thick enough to hold that kind of thing.
Yeah. And there's nothing worse than seeing a calf, you know, and a calf doesn't know any better compared to a cow. You know, a cow may stay along the edge, but a calf will get out there and then they'll sprawl out on that ice. And we know as two-legged, it's pretty tough on us on the ice, let alone then you add a couple more legs to it and then they're sprawled out and to try and get them off. You know, it's just not safe for anyone.
I remember hearing years ago on the property that we live on now that a cow got into the swimming pool. which was quite the procedure trying to get that cow out. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's very difficult when that does happen. Anything else winter wise? I know we also have the Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference coming up that we can talk about. But anything else? Any other winter safety suggestions?
Well, some of the other winter safety suggestions is, you know, it's all of us. You know, the winter, you know, if you don't have to get out, don't get out. Make sure prior to the storm coming in, let's make sure we've got that extra loaf of bread and that extra gallon of milk and soup and crackers and things like that on hand. You know, like around our place, we make sure that all of our generators are serviced and ready to go into operation, because we never know. And that's really tough, you know, when you go without power. As Brad mentioned, in 2007, that was 10 days of no power, and we had 100 mama cows to keep water in front of, and that makes it pretty tough.
Well, and even doing chores, it's so slick out there. I actually broke out my grips this last week. I was just really wanting to get out for a walk, and I got out my grips on the snow. But they work pretty good on the snow, but with ice, boy, you've got to be careful.
Yeah, ice is so dangerous. And, you know, it can happen so fast before you even realize it. You know, by the time you get off and on a tractor, you know, so many different times, sometimes that ends up being a pretty slick and treacherous when you're out doing chores, or even just out with a feed bucket in your hand and you're walking along. It can be pretty dangerous. But that ice, and even just around our homes, you know, everyone needs to, like Brad said, pay attention and get as much of it cleared as you possibly can so everyone's safe.
I know we had chatted a little bit last week, too. Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference is coming up. Just all sorts of things going on.
It is. Young Farmers and Ranchers, and basically that's our area farmers and ranchers that are between the ages of 18 and 35, and they'll be coming into Manhattan from across the state. We're fortunate enough here in Manhattan, we've got some Riley County farmers and ranchers that'll be in attendance, along with a collegiate group that we have that will attend. And great group of workshops and speakers that'll be there. It'll start Friday evening and carry through till Sunday. And it's just it's even a family event. Your children are always welcome to go.
Brings a lot of people in.
It does. It brings several people in across the state, which is always a win-win for Manhattan, I believe.
And keynotes, and I mean, there's just all sorts of people that really have some good insight, I know.
There is. And it's a great system for networking. You know, the people who come from Western Kansas, they get to come and see us here in the eastern part. And it's just one of those advantages of getting to network with people who are in the ag industry. And that ag industry encompasses not only farmers and ranchers, but people who are in the business.
I know we've talked before, Melissa, about how rough times are financially right now for farming, but you still want to bring those young folks in. Definitely.
And you want to make sure that you've got plenty of resources in front of them, because we certainly do not want to lose our young producers. We want to keep them in the industry as long as we possibly can and provide some of those resources that are out there. And if we can't get the connection made during the YFNR conference, we can certainly help them get that connection made after the fact.
Remind us again when that is. I don't think we mentioned that.
Oh, sorry about that. January 27th, 28th, and 29th. It'll end on Kansas Day, so it'll be the last full weekend in January.
No ice storms allowed.
No, let's not. Let's not have any ice storms.
Anything else we want to talk about? I mean, we just have a few more minutes. I know that there's been a little bit of a shift in the capital city, and I know that Glenn Bronco from Pottawatomie County has talked some. I know there's still a lot of concerns about the farm bill. Had a chance to visit with Senator Roberts this last few days, and I know he's real optimistic. There are going to be quite a few hearings, and just anything you want to, any thoughts that way?
Well, there's kind of some exciting things that go on that we have the opportunity as Riley County members, let alone Kansas Farm Bureau. We have what we call Day at the State House, where we actually get to meet with our elected officials, and that's always kind of a win-win when we have that opportunity to personally connect with them. And we encourage everyone to make a connection, because it's pretty important that you know who these people are that you've elected into those positions and build a friendship up with them. And, of course, we have a big hoorah for our Big One district at the federal level, because Dr. Roger Marshall has been put on the Ag Committee. So we're glad to be back and have a foot in.
That's one of the first times I can remember, and I've been around a few years, that you actually did endorse, I believe, the Farm Bureau did endorse.
We did.
Roger Marshall.
We did. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that all, you know, that comes from the grassroots side. That comes from all the counties when they put in their endorsements as to who they would like to see in, and then we have a committee that makes that decision, and then it comes out when Kansas Farm Bureau announces who they're endorsing.
And of course, that Farm Bill is so important, and, you know,
oh, my goodness.
There's so many aspects of it. I know in talking to Glenn a little bit, too, there's some hope that maybe some of the water regulations will be looked at a little harder, and EPA regulations and some of those different things.
Yeah, and the Farm Bill covers such a broad band, not only as producers, but in our food system, let alone even the waters. You know, there's some pretty important legislation that Farm Bill does contain.
Well, we're just about out of time, maybe about a half minute left. Anything else you're wanting to share with folks while you're here today, Melissa?
Well, we've got, like I said, Day at the State House on the 9th of February, and then going a little bit backwards on our dates, we've got the Commodities Conference that'll be held at Kansas Farm Bureau, and that's on the 7th of February, and that's always a win-win and a lot of good information that comes out from there.
And we'll be in touch for all those different things.
All right. Thank you,
Kathy. Appreciate you stopping by. Melissa Wall with us today with the Riley County Farm Bureau. You've been listening to In Focus.
Thank you much, Kathy. Good work this morning. Busy day on In Focus. Let's take a look at our show for tomorrow, Friday the 13th. State Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan will be joining us. We'll also be visiting with folks from USD 475, Superintendent Dr. Corbin Witt, and Public Information Officer Matt Droege. Jackie McClaskey with the Kansas Department of Agriculture. She's the secretary. She'll be joining us. And we'll also have a visit with Senator Pat Roberts. It's a busy day. Clark Howard is next, followed by birthday boy Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon. The Bruce Weber Show is at 7 o'clock tonight on K-Man.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kaif, and Donald Trump's choice to head the Pentagon is before the